Blog Talk Radio.
If you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome.
Happy New Year to you tonight. And I thank those that came to our watch meeting, Mary, Mother Pearl, Dr. Deborah came, and Dr. Coleman really preached, and Dr. Coleman really sung and preached. And Sister Sherry up in Minnesota, she came, and she sung a song. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. This is 2023. And we're going to talk a little bit about some things that we need to do as citizens and as black, white, brown, whatever color you are. We're praying for the young man that was on the playing football. I don't know what happened to him. They rushed him to the hospital, but I'm praying that he'd be all right. And along with me, you pray too. You know, prayer changes things. And I think he played for the Buffalo Bills or whatever. And they was playing up in Cincinnati, and he got hurt on the field. You know, I don't know if he's dead or not, but prayer. I prayed for him, Lord, to touch, and I want you to pray. No important, most thing important is life. I'm praying for them that lost life. The young boy, the young man got shot in his house, 9 years old. And the shooting and the killings that's going on across this nation. The young lady was telling me about her daughter that was going to school to be a school teacher and a nurse. She got shot down on her way from coming from a job. Stop the killing, save the baby. Stop the killings and save our family. And that's the thing that we are talking about now. Stop the killing and save the babies and save our country. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King movement on Mondays. Let me explain to you. On Monday, we have the Dr. King movement. Tuesday, Crossroads Ancestors. We've been doing it for 20, for every year. Every year we do the same thing. And I want to thank Dr. Coleman. I'm trying to get him to come on Sunday where I talk with the bishop, have him to bring a message. He said he retired. I told you, ain't no such, you don't retire from God, you die. When God really pick you up, see, Moses didn't retire, all of them didn't retire, all the prophets didn't retire. They were called in by God. So I can't retire. You might can retire. I got to keep saying the wages of sin is death. They give to God eternal life. I got to keep telling you about the $1 trillion flow, a divine word of God. Exodus 14:14, let God step in and work for you going into 2023. You can give this number to somebody that you think needs some help. 515-605-9890. And I want to thank Sister Peter that called in, and I baptized her whole family. And she said, Bishop, we're all sitting here around the table listening to Reverend Coleman preach on New Year's night. We went out getting shot at. The one young man was in his house. Somebody shot through the window. It's so much of violence going on. And we got to deal with the violence and deal with the reason of the violence. See, when I said Dr. King movement, we're talking about social issues, human issues, and the right to live. And I want to talk about that tonight. And then we're praying for the Pope. That I was telling Sherry earlier today that I had a chance to meet the Pope when he was in Chicago, and he's a man of wisdom. He's the man that brought all this homosexual in the Catholic Church. So, I don't know. He brought out what was going on. He was trying to straighten up the Catholic Church. Okay, y'all don't like to hear that. He was trying to straighten up what was wrong. I want to tell you, in your church or your parish or your or wherever you got your pastor, your imam, or rabbi, they have to look at life in a different way in 2023. You know, my thing is in 2023, reparation. Don't ask for my vote if you're not going to give me what you owe our ancestors. You know, I thought I was telling Prophet Jahi, so you know something? If we had the money that they're going to spend all over, the money that America has spent with other people, and people come in, the money they've spent, we could have business. We could have that. See, when white folks came over from Europe, they gave them money and gave them land. We drive down to Texas, white folks asked, the boy asked me, look, how come white folks got all this land? Because it was given to them by the government. They didn't give the blacks nothing. Our ancestors was in slavery. I want to say that to you. And I was talking to Bryce Starr earlier, got back from California, and it was storming and flooding in California. But I had already said that Sister Tanya got the prophecy. I don't know where she is. I got to call and see. She got all the prophecies. One of the prophecies was that we're going to have a death in the religious community. We're going to have a death in the hip-hop community. We're going to have a death in the going into 23, a death in the political community, okay? Now, let me tell you, somebody in the White House, Republican, Democrat, they're going to go out of him. And somebody in the Supreme Court, they're going out of him. musician. I said the musician is three musicians and died. The Pointer Sisters and other group then died. And then you got the Pope, okay? So 2023 is taking them out of him, trying to get ready for things to clear. I want to tell you tonight, God bless you, I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call. Now, this is the first of the year. And I want to thank you, Sister Sherry, for your seed. You, Sister Sherry, said, Bishop, I'm going to seed this to the ministry. Now, I need that, Sherry. Then I need you to see Jerry, thank you for your seed. Mary Hawkins, thank you for your seed. Pearl, thank you for your seed. Those that were seed in 2023, God's even released a seven-point blessing on you. Let me say it again. If you see this month, you get a seven-point blessing. I don't know what it is. Don't you ask me? Well, what I just heard him say a seven-point blessing if you just see in this month. I'm going to get my seed in quick, fast, and hurry, but I need that seven-point blessing. I'm praying for the football players that play this game. I'm praying for the all of them that playing. You know, grown men's cry, they know somewhere they're praying. Prayer changes things. They playing a game, but they don't want to see their friends killed and just that, you know. So let's pray together. A family prays together, stay together. And this quickly, I think we cut on our TV set. We see basketball, football. When some come, if they fall, no, let's pray. The power of prayer will heal that young man right now. With you praying, well, I ain't in it. Yes, you is. If you pray, call the young man's name. Say, God, and the angel will come and heal his body. You know, some of you so caught up, you don't know prayer changes things. And whatever going on, I've already reached out and said, God, heal his body as a miracle for 2023. Let it be a healing and a miracle. Well, he's supposed to have been dead on the field, but we declare his healing tonight. I say. Yeah, I wish I had somebody had prayed tonight. But I want to get back to that's in game. I want to get back to you tonight. We're concerned about the guns that have been killing our young folk, black, white, and brown, and the White House. The Republicans and Democrats going into 23, they got to do something to stop these assault weapons that's coming in Chicago, Detroit, California, and shooting school teachers, shooting people on the way to work, shooting kids, assault weapons that happened in Sandy Hook, happened in Texas, happened here in Illinois. It's got to be a stop. And I don't know what the Republicans doing. I know they got a guy in line, and he in office. And what I'm saying, they got to shut it down and get it right. Because I'm not voting for nobody if they don't say reparations. I'm going to hold my vote. And Dr. King and Malcolm talked about what you're voting for. If you can't get reparations, if you can't get new schools, maybe in Chicago got these old schools, they said they couldn't fix them up. Now they're bringing refugees in from other countries, putting them in the schools in our neighborhood, but they can't give the neighborhood no money. In Chicago, they got these old schools, and the lie, well, we got to close now because we can't afford them. But now they're bringing the refugees, busloads of them, putting them in these neighborhoods, ain't telling the people what's going on. So that's got to stop. We got to control the destiny of our community. Y'all don't hear me? And this some of the stuff that we got to talk about. Yeah, if it's so bad where they live at, how come Americans don't go over there and liberate where they live at and send them back home? Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. It's something going on in Washington, and it ain't right. And I'm talking about Republican, Democrat. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. It ain't right when you can't stop assault weapons, weapons that are used in the army, that you can send $1 trillion over to Ukraine, but you can't pay for people to stop sleeping under the bridges in Chicago, in Detroit, in California. You can't pray. You can't pay people that are getting the house is burnt down. They got nowhere to stay, and gas is going up. What's going on with the politics? What's happening with our ministers? What happened to the Baptist church, the Catholic church, the Pentecostal church? What's happening to the Catholic church? They all hollering God, but ain't nobody reaching out touching people. All the money that they got in the church community, they ain't doing nothing to help the people, but they open up church every Sunday, looking for you to pay tithe, looking for you to come. And you know what I'm saying? It's got to come to a stop. In 2023, it's spiritual and magic. It's got to come to a stop. I say. So I don't care what you're talking about. If you ain't helping each other, something wrong. If you don't take time out for love, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He took time out for love. He took time out for healing. We got the richest country in the world. We can't cure cancer. We can't cure high blood. They study selling pills. Pills after pills. We got a drug problem worse than the gun problem. We got an overdose problem where people are dying by thousands a week on these pills that's coming in from Russia, coming in from China. If we can't stop the border with the drugs coming in and all the dope coming in, we find men that fought in Vietnam and Korea. They're sleeping under the bridges right now, Lisa. Joe, we got some of the people right now in Chicago down on the expressway with tents. Up in California. Now, it's flooding now, but I prophesied that the flood, that the dam going to break. Two dams them broke in California, so they got flooded. After the flood, mudslide, and already they had two tornadoes, and already they had three earthquakes. But all that's in my prophecy for 2023. But God is still in control tonight, and God is waiting on you, man, you, woman, to make your mind up that you're going to serve him. Okay? Not man. Men make crazy decisions. Anytime a man tells two men to get married, two women to get married, and tell you it's all right, you have defied God. You have cursed God. And the wages of sin is death, the gift of God. You're like, yes, it's abomination before God. Read your Bible. Understand the word of God. If you understand the word of God, he made man for woman, woman for man. He made every animal, every tree in the creation he made, and it was good. God did not make a mistake. Maybe you caught up in a lie. A lie cannot tarry in God's eyesight. We're talking about the civil rights movement tonight. We're talking about what can you do to help somebody that's hungry. Our sister May, they call her Fast Black. Sister May died. But along with Mama Annie Ford, along with Mother Cook, all of them got together and started the Woodlawn Sisterhood over in Chicago. They took homeless women that were pregnant, that was thrown out in the government. There was no government money. They did it from their pocketbook. They did it from asking people to help them, and they housed young black women, not only black women, women at large. You black, brown, they didn't care. You pregnant, you could come to that called the Woodlawn Sisterhood. And I want to salute Mama Annie Ford Bacon for that. And Sister Black and Sister Gail did it. And also Sister Janice passed. Thank you, Janice, for working with those people. And I just want to say that tonight. It's important to understand what we're going into 2023. We're going into 23 with our eyes open, our minds caught up to God and saying, cancel out all negativity because we're reaching up for the high. We're reaching up for the best. We're reaching up. I want to give honor to this young girl down in Homer, Louisiana. Got to be the first black male. She graduated from Grambling, and that was Jerry Williams' first cousin. I want to give her honor tonight. That making strides to go to the next level. You know, our young folks are dying on dope, shooting, You know, I have a doctor, I have a lawyer, a dime. Y'all say, that's all right. Go to church, jump up and down. Don't nobody say, what do we need to do? And Dr. King said, we need to understand, black, brown, or whatever color, that we got to save each other. And we are the children of the world. And you are the original man, the original woman. And being that, you got to understand God wants you to be healed and delivered. In the spirit tonight of the Dr. Martin Luther King movement, I want each one of you to plant it. Oh, I forgot. Dr. Christian is working on the prison reform for women. She's going to be working on prison reform for women, the Dr. King Women's Movement. She's going to be working with that to help young black women that are political prisoners and black men a political prison. Jeff Ford in jail, he political prison. Larry Hoover in jail, he political prison. Brother Wayne, he political prison. Some of the brothers up in Chicago, up in New York, down in Mississippi, they political prison, but you don't know that because the press ain't telling you we put them in jail because they could influence people. We put them in jail because they could stop the dope, the flow of the dope and the drugs. Okay, y'all saying hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And your children are being killed and murdered by the gangsters that run in the White House, where they sent bringing dope in and O'Kane gun, the Rifle Association, bringing guns into our neighborhood. They found a truckload of guns down in Indiana Park in the ghetto. You know, they park a train car right in the ghetto. Somebody break and get the gun. So what's going on? We got to stop the killing and save the babies. This is the first night of the Dr. King movement. I said happy New Year and a safe New Year. And the New Year, the cancer out. Things ain't right. Cancel out your sickness. Cancel out your nervousness. Cancel out that death. See, when you got to fight evil, and evil come in many ways. It was evil when Hitler killed, Hitler killed 6 million, it was evil. But it was also evil when whites hung over 6 million blacks in America. That was evil. And what Putin doing over in Permit, that's evil. Call evil out. And some of you are sitting back because you're comfortable, but you got to call evil out and say, what can I do to make life a little bit better for black, white, brown, and whoever living on this planet? It's a right to live. I'm not my civil right, my human right. A right for you to be a man, the right for you to be a woman, right for you to move all over this world. And the corporation got to sit down and rethink what they're doing, because we're going to boycott some of them. Some of these corporations just taking money and then supporting stuff that is sin-like, telling little children it's all right for you to be you a boy, but it's all right for you to be a girl. And the corporation making cartoons with homosexual thing. And you know what? Where's the mother? Where's the mother that see all these cartoons where kids watching cartoons where they're having sex and they're talking about under little girl dresses at school, these cartoons that these big companies support? That got to come to a stop in 2023. We got to police these companies and make them do right. They're making trillions of dollars and won't put nothing back into the neighborhood. But they put movies, and Hollywood got to straighten up, because every movie they play is a murder. You watch three movies, you know, see 10 people get killed. It got to stop, because it's nothing but sin and nothing but racism, all kind of ism that they doing. We got to stop it. And look, if I don't say nothing, you don't say nothing, they ain't going to say nothing because they're making money. They ain't going to say a word. Why they ain't going to say nothing? Because they make money. And this is what Dr. is getting ready. Now, I want to tell you tonight, go to my website, thecdavehandles, and go to my PayPal and see an offer. Or just go to Cash Out. That's a money sign, Bishop TTT, to Cash App, where you can send a donation or you can send a seed, because you got to need to send a seed. And I want to tell you, when you delay your seed, you delay your blessing. When you obey the blessing, I told you seven miracles God's going to lay on you if you get that seed in this month. You tell me next month. The bishop tell me get it in. I got seven blessings. Somebody going to get a land. Somebody going to get a house. And somebody going to get those. I feel good in 2023. And I feel in 2023, we're going to shut some stuff down. And black, brown, and white's going to come together. And I want to tell you that all this evil witchcraft going on, we're going to put a stop to it by the power of God. I'm praying for the Catholic family. This Pope that died had sense enough to say, it's time for me to step back and let somebody else take it. And he did that. But he opened up the church to all these homosexuals, these priests going with these little boys. He was the one that opened it up and let them be investigated. The rest of them didn't. So he going down as a man trying to bring this clear the church up from all its sins. Its sins. You know, and we still investigate homosexual with these kids in some of these churches. Okay? So this is some of the stuff that happened. I just want you to get ready tonight to get ready to pray for this year. And I want you to, you got to have your own mind. You know, if you mean to do something, God gonna bless you. I prophesied now, I've been kind of busy. I had about five calls. I was busy because I was ministering to people that from California. One lady lost her house, and one lady said a storm coming. I'm praying for those that's in Arkansas, Mississippi, down in Louisiana, where tornadoes, as I speak, they told me they had tornado warning as I speak. I'm praying for you, Sister Ray, you back. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, that God is able to lift you up. And Rosanda, I'm praying for you. And she said, Bishop, it was tornado coming. You know, I said, well, you know, she said, I couldn't get you. I said, well, I'm praying for you, and I gave a scripture to read. I want you this year come to the Dr. King Movement Report in your neighborhood. Find out who is in your neighborhood, what kind of store you got in your neighborhood. Can you get some milk and bread after 8 o'clock? If that ain't right, you need to get involved in bringing some to your neighborhood, and people leave out of your neighborhood when it gets dark. And that got to change. I was with my son, and we said, let's go get some Kentucky Fried Chicken. Ain't none in the neighborhood that's deaf. You got to go to a different neighborhood. It's a shame. You got to go to a different neighborhood, get some milk and bread. And if you go to a grocery store, they sell grocery and liquor. Grocery and liquor don't go together. Like dope and alcohol don't go together. Okay, this is kind of stuff that's going on that we got to work with. I want to say to you that there's a lot going on, but God is still in control. And I want you to stay control of your life tonight to know that God will bless you. Right now, you know, when you look at the Hebrew board, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had to tell the king, we ain't bowing. We is not going to bow. And you can't bow to man's system. You got to bow to God's system. Man tell you it's all right. It ain't all right. And that's what I'm talking about. You can't bow to what man said. Only what God said that worked. And Dr. King was very clear when he said that we getting ready to go to Washington and get our money. Somebody asked me, what was he meaning, bitch? He was a reparation. We are the only people in America that been here. And we ain't just got here from Africa. We've been here. Our ancestors been here. And we the only one didn't get no land, didn't get reparation. And right now, 2023, we still asking for reparation. Something wrong with that picture. Here's the people down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Had banks, had business. They was doing good, Brother White. They had their own business. They had barbershops. They had churches. But white folks got jealous, not all white folks. And they come and bomb and kill over 600. They just clapped. That's been 100 years ago. And Biden just now admitted that it was wrong, but they didn't give no money. And what I'm saying to you, give us the reparation. Pay up. We can sell our own business up. The reason black man is behind, because ain't nobody stepped up. And the black politicians and them that vice president and all them, they ain't said nothing. They ain't said, wait a minute. We got to give reparation, okay? And let me tell you something. This is what's going on. That the black women ain't stood up. That all this killing that's going on, we got to come together. The churches, your pastors, got to stand up. They got airplanes and Rolls Royces, but they ain't said nothing about reparations. They get a grant for a school, they don't say nothing. They get money for programs, it don't go to the people, it go to their pocket. So the churches got to stand up, Baptist, Catholic, AMC, whatever it is. These pastors got to come out the pulpit and get in the neighborhood, and we got to begin to farm and bring food back. We have in China to feed us. We have people out of the country to feed us. That's why it's so much of cancer and sickness going on, all these diseases. So we got a long ways to go in our walk for truth. You know, and Dr. King said that, and this was Lisa, I named it Dr. King Movement. It was because I want to understand the movement of Dr. King was education. The movement was feeding the hungry. His movement was getting you reestablished in your business. His movement was getting those political prisoners in jail right now. We got brothers been in jail for 20 years. And they supposed to be done to prison for to rehabilitate you. And the little place, they keep them in jail. Then you got them, when they storm the White House, oh, they getting, some of them getting a pass, 2 years, a year. What is that? And Trump and his guys did treason. Back in the day when you do treason, Brother White, they hang you, kid. If there had been a black man did any of that stuff Trump did, he had been in prison or been dead. There's a law for white folk, I hate to say it, the law for black folk, and you can't get in the system of their law. We got to understand the law for all the people, black, white, and brown, and you got to bring them to attention, and that's what Dr. King was talking about. He was talking about moving out of America. Come on, give us what you owe us. Give us reparations. We can have some business. We can have some car dealership. We can have some Tesla, some cars. We can't have nothing because you keep us in a circle on welfare. You keep us on low-paid jobs. But give us our reparations. If you do that, we can be all right. I'm praying tonight for the people that's crying out tonight. Somebody ain't got nowhere to stay, no food. We still got to feed the hungry and clothe the naked. Stop the killing and save the babies. We got to still do that. But I want to let you know, through Dr. King, you may take this down and you don't believe, research it. What happened? That's why. You said, bitch, how come the white folks in front of us, we behind? We was already here. We came. We was made to come in slavery, right? That's what happened to us. But white folks came on the good ship. And they came to get over, like all them people at the border now. They coming in, they going to take your welfare money. They're going to take your general system money. They ain't work. They just running from another country and open up the door. Biden already to open up the door. All, like if something happened in Chicago right now, like we ain't got no money because they gave it to all the people, like in Texas. It should be a law for the governor to load people on a bus that's not citizens to bring him in this country. If there has been a white, a black man loading people on the bus, they'll go to jail. The governor of Texas ain't doing nothing but doing a criminal act. And ain't nobody said nothing. It's a criminal for you to take people that are homeless and bust them in night, in the cold, and ain't nobody. The bus company needs to be sued. The governor needs to be sued. The state of Texas needs to be sued. And the bus company that's doing it, and the driver that's driving it, they all should be put in jail. If there had been a black company, a black governor, they all would have been in jail. Because it's racist and it's hate at the core. And now in the Republican from out getting in office, they got a man that lied all the way. I'm going to see, do they kick him out of office? He lied about who he was. He lied and they put him in office. And they, the Republicans and Democrats, they can pass a law to send $1 trillion over to Ukraine, but they can't come together to pass a law to stop the assault weapon that's killing our children, that's fighting the army. What's wrong? It's got to be some changes in the Democrat Republican Party, that it's got to be a party for the people, other people. And that's what Dr. King been talking about. That's what we're talking about.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life, nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burden both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. And this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Well, to move out of it for a moment.
Dr. King was talking about that, to be proud of your race and your color. Be proud where you come from. Don't let nobody tell you that you're lesser. I was thinking about the million people coming for a report. I don't know, can Sherry sing? I agree that they are. May I ask Sherry to sing that chorus of it anyway. For the Pope over in Rome. And Sherry, if you got that, press one on the phone and I'll let her sing. I agree that they are. And she got her piano, and she was telling me, well, Bishop, what you want me to play? I said, what? Just let the Spirit guide me. I hear the words, I agree that they are. Sherry, if you got that, I want you to play that, a little bit of what, a bar of it anyway. Let me see, can I get them? Peace and love,
okay,
Sherry, how you doing?
Can good, you thank
set, you. Can you play Happy New Year to you, darling, and your family.
Thank you.
I talked to Bryce that she's getting off the plane from Yeah, she's out to California. I wish you could play just a bar of I Grit the Eye in honor of the Pope. Can you do that?
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, go ahead on. Mm-hmm. My sheriff didn't really to do that. The sheriff had been singing at the nursing home around Minnesota, St. Paul, and a group meeting she had been singing, and God gave her a beautiful voice. And we just need to come together, and this year you make a commitment that you're going to do something great to help somebody else. Maybe it's a word, like this young man on the football field. I've been praying for him all night. I don't know what to do, but I'm asking God. If something broke, heal it. See, the doctors can do so much, but you got to ask God. And all them that, and this Pope that went on, he opened up the Catholic Church and talked about the sin in the Catholic Church. And he okay, Sherry, you can go ahead on. I agree.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I love the wonder, consider thy world thy hand hath made.
We're praying for the Catholic family.
I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. The universe displays and sings my soul, my Savior, brought to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art!
Thank you for that, Sherry. How great that are. You know, as you were singing that song, I'm going to get you to sing that song on Monday night, Dr. King Movement, because that's true. How great there are. How great to know God. How great to claim your healing. When people got testimony, how great to say, I was healed from cancer. I was healed from being in poverty. And your lady told me, said, Bishop, I declared for 23 to be debt free. And God can do all of that. How great. And that, now I was asking, Lord, what can I do on Monday nights of Dr. King Movement? Give the people the word, tell them what's going on, but I'm going to incorporate that song, How Great Thou Art. And we're going to use that on our Monday night meetings, How Great Thou Art. I want to thank Dr. Coleman. He's going to be preaching on Sunday morning. We just going to do a whole thing. And I'm still asking the boycott till we get these soft weapons together. And that's what I'm asking for there.
Situation. We ask you to join in with us for prayer. Join in with us for breakthrough. Join in with us for our doors to be open. I want to say to you, every download, you got to come to God, got a prayer for you. I want to say to you, we're calling for what
for reparations, and asking you not to die that decision as you begin to show this respect. What we're saying, we're calling for an international boycott of all goods, and we ask the black and brown people not to buy nothing in December. Hold your money and invest in business. We're going to the next level. And as we go to the next level, doors will open up for you and things will flow for you as we go to the next level. And I just want to say that to you. Ashe, Ashe, my ancestors. I feel there's something going on in the atmosphere. Something going on as I pray for you. Father God, we come at this hour. We're praying for success. We're praying for healing and deliverance. Every door closed, we ask to be open up, and we ask you to do that. I want to I'm looking for several people to plant a seed of $100. Go to my website, gofreelabor.com. Go to Change Out. Go to Money, Bishop, TV, and send your information. My friend, Felicia, I'm glad to be with you tonight. Good to see you. I'm proud of you. Total proud of you. I'm praying for you tonight. Jeffrey, give me a call. I say, Jeffrey, I picked up your mother's spirit and said, take care of it right away. You're offering your mother to me to tell you, don't give up, stay focused. Francis, I'm telling you, carry on with you, you're saying it's all right. We're going to God, I want to tell you, give me a call, and I want to pray special for you. Call me at 718-0372. Go down to Block Talk Radio, speak to somebody, 515-605, name it, it's a name. Speak up to somebody, text me from 9 to 10. That would be a question. That would be a blessing for you. I'm praying for you and you. I just feel something good happening for you. Friends, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you. Harry Cavanaugh, I'm praying for you. Sherry, I'm praying for you. And I want you to know. I'm Carolyn, I'm praying for you. Henry, I'm praying for you. I'm 58. This is my prayer. God, we're open up doors and thank you for work. We're going into white faith, and we're going into reparation. And we're asking for reparation. As I pray to you for your healing and forgiveness, as I talk to you on the divine word, Jesus God is slow, as I talk to you on reparation, as I talk to you on what to say to you, the spirit that I can understand, I can give you this man for a breakthrough. That God gonna give you
in my church.
This is
yes, in
God
in my church.
What we need. God knows, and I'm praying for you at this hour to continue you all this way. And Mitchell Wrong, Mr. City.
Yeah, what
Reach up for the moon. Maybe you fall on a star. You know how I got for Chicago, Detroit, California, Minnesota. That would be early winter in the Midwest. That would be flood down in the southern region. Tornado. All up in New York, Boston. I'm praying for you, Dr. Christian, wherever you might be. Russia, I'm praying for you, Joe. I'm praying much for you, Gabrielle. I'm praying for all families that call us. Give them
God got your name. You know what you need. And I want to say to you, we need reparation like we never did before. We need to live a sacrifice for the shooting on campus where colleges are being run back with guns, assault rifles. Got to move the Republican Democrats to come and put together. God know your name, you know your address, you know where you're at. Talk to God, come to the hour, night or day, up or down. Stop the killing, maybe the storm, the flood, the tornadoes, the fire. God, we ask you for your divine deliverance. Come in and help us right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want you to know God is able to kill to the next level. Get ready for God to kill to the next level. I want to say to you, God is my life and my salvation. Whatever you need, God, your secretary, Maxine, God bless you today. And I want to let you know, I'm praying much for you and Milton, Sam Harris, Freddie Taylor, I'm praying for you, the Cook family, the Williams family. I'm praying much for you, the Nicholson family, the Anderson family. I pick up a spirit of Lena Mae Anderson said, it's going to be all right for somebody. I'm picking up a spirit from Mother Jackson. Everything gonna be alright. I'm picking up the spirit from Mother Long to Cook. This thing gonna be alright. I'm sure, I'm sure. There's no sorry, I'm sure for him to get back to you. I'm praying for you, Maxine, Lord, for you, Jimmy, Robin, for you. I'm praying for you, Brother Cook. I'm praying for you. I want you to know there's no sorrow in the living that either. And I want to tell you that surely your mother, Pat, the things will be all right for you as I come to the microphone tonight. All is well. And I want to tell you the spirit of James Kleber, in the spirit of all those saints. In the spirit of all our ancestors, I say, God is the God to deliver you. Matthew 6, that we seek first the kingdom of God, and all the other things God will give to you. The Lord is my shepherd, I say, my God. They don't walk through the valley, shall they give up to me, so God is with me. I want you to know. I'm praying for you, I'm